This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to Game Better Match, the tennis podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Nigel Seeley and it's Wimbledon fortnight. We're in the middle of Sunday and I'd like to say looking ahead to Monday's matches and the futures is tennis betting journalist from the UK and regular on this podcast, Mr. Sean Calvert. Sean, how are you doing, sir?
Morning. Yeah, not bad, mate. Thanks. Yeah, how are you?
Do you know what? I had a bad, really bad Thursday, I think it was. Friday. Bad Friday. Well, the worst day of the tournament so far. I couldn't call anything right on that day.
It's been tough.
A lot of underdogs, which we both sort of like, the sort of plus 125, 5-4, that kind of prices, aren't winning. Favourites are winning. Mm. So it's been a tough one for people looking for value, but favourite bettors have been getting the money, haven't they?
They have. It's like, I think it's running at about 23% underdog so far, which is sort of the lower end of average, I suppose, for Wimbledon. So, favourite backers have done all right. I guess the guys that put in 1-10 shots in multis and stuff like that have done pretty well for themselves.
Yeah, that's not really good for us. But the parlay backers, obviously, those very short odds favourites are coming through. And there's a few short odds favourites in action on Monday. Usually this day of Wimbledon is a rest day. So it's a good time to look to catch up. And it's always manic Monday is usually the best day of the tournament. If you've got tickets, everyone plays in the 16 and the men's and the women's, but it isn't so this year. There's a play on the middle suddenly. Let's look at the outrights. I know these outright prices are going to be probably dated before this goes live, but it's very interesting to look at the markets because we've got two very, very big outsiders who are doing very well, which Sean has highlighted a few weeks back. Let's look at the men's market. Novak Djokovic is the favourite at minus $2. Nadal is plus 450. Kyrgios, who come through that fiery match yesterday against Tsitsipas, is 8. Alcaraz at 8. And then the two players that we are really concentrating on. Dominguez at 25 and Taylor Fritz also at 25. And, you know, Sean has been putting those two guys up at triple figure prices and they are both into the last 16 and they have both got good chances of progressing through to the quarterfinals. How do you look at the men's market? You know, Djokovic is looking unstoppable, really. But overall, how do you feel that the tournament has been going and if there's anyone that's caught your eye as it's gone into this second week?
Well, the one that's caught the eye really is Alcaraz. No one's really ever seen him play on grass before, apart from maybe one or two matches last year. He's had a pretty tricky draw, hasn't he? Struff, Griekspoor, and Otte, and he's come through them all. You know, so we don't know what his upside is on grass. You know, he could potentially beat Djokovic. We don't know. It doesn't seem likely, but it's possible, I think, isn't it? Because we don't know how good he can be on the surface. Now that he's had those three matches, similarly to Nadal, they've had a few matches to get their feet on the grass, and now they're both looking pretty decent, aren't they? So Alcaraz is probably the one that we didn't really think about at the start of the tournament. But as far as we're concerned, you know, if you'd have said to me, well, you've got Dominguez in a round four against Garin, and you've got Fritz in a round four against Kubler, at the start of the tournament, I'd have snapped your hand off for that.
Yeah.
So we're in a really strong position as it stands in that bottom half of the draw. We've also got Nadal as well. So really, Kyrgios is probably the only one that can put a spanner in the works there. And who knows what he's going to do? We just don't know.
Let's have a quick look at the women's futures as well. I know it's something that is not really your thing, but let's have a look at the women's futures as we stand. And it's a big shock, obviously, Świątek beaten. We did say that potentially she was going to be beaten and on the surface. And Jabeur, the tip that we gave on the podcast at the start, is now the tournament favourite at plus 175, so 7-4.
Yeah.
We've got vouchers at 9-1 on Jabeur, looking very good. But there's a couple of people who I think are looking very good as well. Ostapenko is starting to play really well in that bottom half. I'm worried about her. And obviously, you've got Simona Halep, who's rolling back the years in some of her performances as well. But at the moment, we're on the tournament favourite in the women's market at plus 175. And we've got triple figure prices in the bottom half of the men's draw. Dominguez and Fritz doing the business for us, and they're now 25-1 and very, very low odds to make the quarterfinals. Now, let's look at those matches on Monday. There's four matches. A lot of heavy favourites in action, and we're going to start off with the game that probably with most interest in is Dominguez against Christian Garin. Dominguez is -560, so sort of 1-6, so that kind of price. Garin is +430, so 100-30. The handicap here is 6.5 with Bet Rivers, and the games are at 34.5. My first reaction is Dominguez should win. My first reaction is that he's the better player on this surface. Mm. But my second reaction is -560 is very, very short. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Garin get a set.
Yeah, well, they've played each other three times in the past. They only played a couple of weeks ago in Eastport. Garin's yet to win a set. Dominguez won all seven of the sets they've played so far. So it looks pretty good. He beat him on grass a couple of weeks ago. He's never dropped a set to this guy. I'm wondering what Garin's really got that can hurt Dominguez on grass, other than consistency. He's kind of a streaky player. At his best, like you said, I could imagine him probably taking a set, maybe. He hasn't done it so far against Dominguez, but that's not to say that he will. It looks a good matchup for Dominguez. You know, like I said, if you'd have given me this matchup at the start of the tournament, I'd have snapped your hand off. Hard to see Garin winning, unless Dominguez does something. That's an appalling day. I just can't see him losing that. What's Garin got to hurt him with on grass? It's not particularly big serve. Groundies are pretty solid, but nothing major. Dominguez should win that.
Yeah, Dominguez is the favourite, -560. Another favourite that we fancy to go through, another favourite, a tournament of favourites. And the lowest odds for the favourites tomorrow is Rafael Nadal. He's -670 against Vander Zanschlup at $5. 6.5 again is the handicap here. Total games are 34.5. Do you see any dangers for Rafa?
If you'd have asked me this 24 hours ago, I would have said, yeah, probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he really stepped it up against Sonego, didn't he? Like I said, he probably would. The first two rounds weren't great from Nadal, but he does this. He hadn't played on grass for 3 years. He's got through two, you know, for not that difficult on paper first couple of round matches. And then he's faced Sonego. And to be honest, Sonego was poor. He was really poor. Mm. I mean, I was expecting a lot more from Sonego, but he just didn't deliver anything, did he? At all. And Nadal stepped it up, definitely. You can see an improvement in Nadal's game. He's got such a great record in round four of majors, Nadal. It's hard to see him getting beat. I think he's 46 wins and 6 losses in round four matches in majors. Last time he lost one was here at Wimbledon 2017 to Gilles Muller, 15-13 in the fifth set. You know, so he's not a guy that loses too often in the fourth round of majors now that he's got some matches under his belt. Van der Zandschulp, dangerous, very slow starter. He seems to be like he plays the first sets like he just got out of bed. Van der Zandschulp doesn't have the intensity for me. I don't like his attitude a lot of the time. He's a bit whiny. There's always something wrong. He's always looking to the crowd, shrugging his shoulders, looking at the turf. There's always a problem with him. Doesn't have for me the mentality, the mental strength to go with the talent that he does have. You know, he's a talented player, big ball striker, but just doesn't have the heart for me, Van der Zandschulp. Just something missing with him.
It's very hard to make a case for him against Rafa, especially if he gets off to a slow start and Rafa comes out firing out the traps. Rafa, there will be a very popular bet here, -6.5. He'll also be a very popular bet with Bet Rivers customers to win 3-0, which is probably a decent way to get with him if you think he's going to be a bigger than even money, +104. I think, imagine that being a very popular play. Talking about someone who his attitude isn't right, and talking about someone who's a bit of a moaner, brings on to Nick Kyrgios. For years and years, people have spoken about Kyrgios as a potential Wimbledon champion. He's putting it all together on the court at the moment. Very, very impressive on his route through to the last 16. Was much the better player against Tsitsipas. He got into Tsitsipas's head. Tsitsipas sort of reacted and shouldn't have reacted the way he had done. But Kyrgios up against Nakashima, who I've been slightly impressed with. Nick Kyrgios is -295 here. Nakashima is +245. And the games here, I'm looking at them over the games here. Over 38.5 games is the line. -104 for overs with under -118.
Yeah, I mean, this is the match I think Kyrgios is going to struggle with, to be honest. I said the other day on this program that Kyrgios was the right favourite to beat Tsitsipas, you know, as it turned out that was the result. But I just think Kyrgios, I think it's easy for him to get excited and pumped for a match against someone like Tsitsipas. You know, he loves beating these top five guys, doesn't he? He likes taking two or three months, three, 4 months off the tour at a time, doing whatever he does, then coming back and saying, yeah, I can still beat these top five guys. He loves it. He absolutely loves that. Does he love playing against the lower ranked guys? Does he want to, is he able to put the effort in? You know, we saw him against Paul Jubb in the first round, went to five sets. In Mallorca, the final set tiebreak against Laszlo Djere. You know, I think he's going to mentally find it hard to get up for this match. And the other issue is with him, Nakashima's got a great record against big servers. I've said it a few times in my columns. He's one that does like playing, redirecting the pace that he gets from these big serves. He beat Isner 3-0 the US Open last year. He's won 10 of the 13 matches at all levels against the guys who I've got listed in my database as big servers. You know, he's beaten Raonic, he's beaten Query four times, he's beaten Query twice already this grass court season. So I think this is going to be a hard match for Kyrgios. I mean, as we've said, he doesn't break serve much, Kyrgios, 13% on grass. Nakashima holds 91% of the time on grass at the minute. I think this is got overs written all over it. Assuming Kyrgios is fit, that's the other issue with Kyrgios. We don't know how his body's going to react from these long matches. He's played a five-setter, a long four-setter. We don't know how he's going to be physically. I reckon there's every chance that Nakashima will take this to a long four or possibly even a five.
I like the games there. The games is the highest quote of the day in the men's singles on Monday at 38.5 with Bet Rivers. That doesn't deter us from wanting to play the overs here at -104. Mm-hmm. The final game we're going to talk about is obviously another one of our anti-post tips, Taylor Fritz.
Yeah.
I got a sneaky feeling. I don't know if it's whether the money's talking to me or the position we have or the hype's been, but I've got a feeling he can beat Nadal. You know, I really think he's playing so well, and I think the big serve's going to cause Nadal big problems. I'm not convinced with Nadal. I know Sonego, he blitzed him, but it was more the Italian not turning up than anything special from Nadal. And I think he's beatable. And I think this is such a big game for Fritz. He's -435, +340, Kubler. Another Australian, three Australians through to the last 16, yeah. And three of them in this hot section of the draw. Total games is 36.5 here, and the handicap is 5.5. Can't really see past Fritz here, can you?
Well, I think, it's first of all, it's great to see Jason Kubler in this second week of a major. What a blighted career by injuries he's had. Six knee surgeries. Former world number one junior. Just unable to produce his junior form in the seniors because of his body. He's got this meniscus problem on his knee, which is an ongoing thing. And it's blighted his career, as I said. But yeah, he's through now. But he's played a fight. He played a really long match. He's only ever played one five-set match in his career. And that was the other day, yesterday, the day before against Sock. 4 hours and 15 minutes, I think it was. You know, how's he going to come back from that is the question that I'm thinking about really here. Guy who's constantly injured. Mm-hmm. You know, is he going to be fit enough? What puts me off betting in this particular match is the fitness of Kubler. But Fritz, he was great, wasn't he, against Molcan. Served absolutely brilliant. I was looking at the stats. 77% first serves in, 86% first serves won. He was only out there an hour and 40 minutes. And Molcan's not an easy player to knock off his game. You know, that was really impressive for Fritz. Served brilliantly, 20 aces. If he produces three quarters of that performance again, you would expect him to beat Kubler, particularly with Kubler coming off the back of a five-set match against Sock. Fritz, yeah, you're right. He could beat Nadal in these conditions. I've got them both, so...
Well, I'd
definitely prefer Fritz because obviously the odds involved. But yeah, we're in a great position for it. You know, I can't see Kubler winning that, to be honest.
No, I think Fritz wins it. I think Fritz wins it well as well. Like I say, the handicap is 4.5. I can see Fritz covering that. I can see him winning three sets to love. I like those three heavy favourites. I think Nadal, Fritz, and Dminuar in a parlay. It would be
Can't put Kyrgios in there.
No, and the Kyrgios is the one that I think we could have a potential shock if there is going to be a shock. But I love the over games in that game at 38.5. So would you agree with me on that? Will that be the bet? Would that be the angle we'll be going in?
Yeah, I think so. I just think Kyrgios is going to find this mentally really hard to get up for after the Kyrgios one. He only seems to play at his best when he's really up for it. You know, he's got a big name to go at. Obviously, he played great against Pajinovic as well, but you just can't rely on him to produce in matches like this, where he he's a heavy favourite and he doesn't really see much of a challenge. I think he'll find it mentally quite tough to get himself up for it.
There's four matches as well in the women's section on Monday. The big game is Paola Badosa against Simona Halep. Halep is minus 195, Badosa is plus 160. Quite like the games in that one. Over 21.5 is available at minus 103. But I think the best angle on the women's games on Monday is opposing the girl who beat Świątek, Lisa Cornet. So many times in the women's game and men's game, where you see someone knock out a big seed, end an unbeaten run, and then suddenly they fall apart. Then the pressure gets them in the week after, where they got the media attention. And certainly Cornet would have had a lot of attention at Wimbledon. She's playing against a very, very talented player on grass, Tomljanovic, who beat Raducanu last year at Wimbledon. And I'm surprised that she's the underdog here. She's plus 106. She's on the back of a big win. She beat Krejcikova. I think she's a big price. They met last year at Wimbledon and Tomljanovic won that match as well. So I'm surprised that she's plus 106. Head-to-head is 2-2, but only the one win at Wimbledon, which was last year. And Cornet has had a problem over the years with a little bit mentality. She's a bit flaky.
Oh, yeah.
She's very flaky.
Yeah, very, very, very flaky.
I think that that's the bet for me there.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet Cornet at odds on it.
No.
In any match, to be honest with you. But, likely to start crying in the middle of the match. She's done that numerous times.
If she wins the first set and she's a double breakup in the second. So will I.
I haven't seen her for a few years, but she always seems to be in tears or on the verge of being tears in matches a lot of the time. I certainly wouldn't be looking at her at odds on, definitely.
Yeah, I think that would be the bet that you want to have tomorrow. So, Sean, so really just a recap on the men's games that we spoke about. Really, the main plays is the games and Kyrgios?
Yeah, you got to oppose Kyrgios in some way, I think. You know, like I said, he's going to find that a struggle. So, over games is a possibility. It's probably the best one because, you know, Kyrgios doesn't break that much. So, yeah, I can see at least one, two tie breaks in this. So, yeah, I think over games is probably the best plot.
Sean, if anyone wants to follow you and your great work on tennis and your columns that you give out daily during Wimbledon and other tournaments, where can they follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, that's at Sean Calvert on Twitter.
Yeah, and you can follow me at Seeley_Nigel. If you want to please give us a rate and review on the YouTube channel, please do so. And obviously download the game Better Match on any of your podcasts or your podcast provider. And also give us a review on that. That will be great. Finally, before we go, I'd like to wish everyone a very happy Independence Day. It's 4th of July. A lot of American people watch this. And Bet Rivers, obviously, an American-based company. So very happy holidays to everybody. And it's a big incentive for the American contingent as well on Monday, including Nakashima. Obviously, we want him to perform to get those games over. And our man at the big price is Taylor Fritz. Bring it home, Taylor. Get through to that quarterfinals and then bring on Rafa. We've got this. We've got this, Sean. Sean, thanks very much. Yeah. Enjoy your Monday. enjoy your day today, your weekend on Sunday, and happy holidays, everybody. And please remember to gamble responsibly and stay safe.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network.